All right, TJ Albright, I was talking big about you in the Pulp Fantasy pod, and then I got no balls because I didn't pick you. And, dude, you came from the back in the LCQ to get in. Heat, probably not great. I don't know if you made any changes, but rode great in the LCQ to get in.
Yeah, heat race, I honestly, all day I was struggling, right? I had a super good offseason, which everybody does. I put a lot of pressure on myself.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
Yeah, me and everybody else in the gate had a bike was great. Fitness, everything's best it's ever been. Yeah. But, yeah, the heat race, I had 13th gate pick and went from, like, 16th, 17th to, like, 7th in, like, 3 or 4 laps. And I was riding good. And 3 laps to go, I just rode, honestly, like a asshole and went back to 13th.
Yeah.
And then LCQ, I was making the pass into 4th on, like, lap 1, hit the guy, went off the track, rode around the sand, went back to 10th. And when I was back in 10th, I was like, oh, well, you know, no main event in Anaheim. And then, I just put my head down, rode some solid laps. Before I know it, I was back to the same guy in 4th, passed him in the whoops. And then, main event, struggled a little bit the first half. And then second half, put my head down. I went from, like, 18th up to 14th. So, picked a few guys off. There was some carnage, you know, got gifted a few spots. But for the most part, I just rode my laps and ended up 14th and got 52 points in Pulp Fantasy.
Yeah, again, should have picked you. Funny how, like, day started not so good, you didn't feel so good. And then you end up in a first race of the series. With a really good finish. Yeah. Funny how that works, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then on the weekends, you're like, oh, dude, I'm fucking killing it. And then
Most of the time, if you're ripping in practice, is when you go too deep into the first turn, go down, and then you're coming from last in the heat race. It's crazy. It's dirt bike racing. Nothing's ever scripted, and you never really know what's going
to
happen.
But for real, I was talking to you on track walk. You're happy with the team and the bike? Like, you do feel it's a step up from last year, even though it's the same bike and same team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's the same exact bike, same exact suspension setup, like 10% stiffer all around from forks to shock. And a better engine package, and the team got a new trailer, new engine package that I'm super happy with, and overall the whole team works a lot more together this year, which is better, and I'm really happy with the team, and looking forward to the rest of the West Coast and then 450 East.
Cool, thanks, man.
Thank you.